This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." However, university students today here sometimes face certain barriers when it comes to freedom of expression. For example, two UIA students have been suspended for 2 semesters for organizing a forum entitled GSD Between Economic Growth and Social Justice. The main reason? They invited Rafizi Ramli, a member of PKR, as one of the panelists. We talked to one half of the hashtag UIA2 students, Afika Zulkifli, who is in her final year of architecture. She was the chairperson of the Academic and Intellectual Secretariat when UIA's disciplinary board suspended her.
The forum is part of our program named Dialectic Series. At first, we get approval from the Student Activities and Development Division. And then when the rector know about this program, she asked me not to proceed since one of the panel come from opposition. The panelist representative from KPDNKK, one representative from JAKSA, Luqman Adam, and representative from Custom. The KPDNKK and the representative from Custom cannot make it on that day. Only Luqman Adam and Rafizi. I insist to proceed. We can proceed and for conditions. One of it is not to shame the university name. And Luqman Adam is allowed to give a talk, but not Rafizi Ramli. But after we have negotiation with the security, they allow me to proceed, but only 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and after that, the microphone being snatched from Rafizi.
The university's disciplinary board gave her a letter saying that she violated some rules in the uni's handbook. Afterwards, she was suspended on the charges of disgracing the university's image.
I received a letter from Office of Legal Advisor of UIA, and the charge was very vague, which is breach any rules of UIA. They tell that it is the attempt to shame of Malaysia government. They say that Rafizi will insult the government, and that's why the charge is quite heavy. And then the hearing was going for 5 hours, and then we directly received the result of a hearing, suspension of 2 semesters and warning. And then we proceed for appeal to president of UIA and currently waiting for the result.
UIA punished her for inviting a political opposition figure. Afika argued that it was not uncommon for students to invite politicians for a healthy debate.
We want to have a healthy debate from the ruling government and the opposition. It is not something weird, developed country where students invite both of the party to present their ideas in front of students. I hope that students can charge and make their own opinions and thoughts for the policy that have been presented by the representative from government and opposition.
She tells us what student activism means for her and why she fights for academic freedom.
For me, student activism means the movement worked by students to cause political, environmental, economic or social change, be it on schools, curriculum, educational. For me, academic freedom is the freedom to teach and do research in any area without constraint to discover new ideas, no matter how controversial. Academic freedom requires individuals, authority and government not only to allow scholars to work without restraint, but also to prevent any interference with this freedom. I fight for academic freedom since it is the precondition for us to have a good society. But it will be difficult to progress beyond the prohibition of government involvement in the affairs of academia.
That was not the only case that has been reported of students being punished for voicing out their stance, be it in politics or current issues. Last year, 8 UM students have been punished for organising a campus talk featuring Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Student Ali Abdul Jalil was charged under the Sedition Act for comments he posted on Facebook. And the question is it really wrong for students to express their voice in political issues in Malaysia? This is despite the government amending Section 15 of the Universities and Universities Colleges Act 1971, which lifted the ban on student participation in politics and allow more political freedom. Lawyer Newsin Yu, who is with Bond Advocates, explains to us the 1971 UCA Act and why it was implemented back then.
The reason why the University Act was created back in 1971, I think it was by the then Minister of Education, Tun Hussein Onn, was to establish, maintain and regulate universities and university colleges in Malaysia. Back then, when the government tabled the Act, they had decided that academic freedom is not absolute. It is subject to national, financial and other practical considerations, and the universities have to bear constantly in mind the national aspirations and needs as interpreted by the government.
PDRM or the authorities are not allowed to take action against students under the UCA Act. Only university authorities can take action against a student if they think the student breached any rules. But today we see students being arrested under a different law. Sinyu believes Putrajaya is misusing these laws to control student movements.
It's a legitimate form of expression by the students that's permissible under the federal constitution. The students did not create any present danger by expressing their views, so I don't see any reason whatsoever why they should be punished for exercising their right. We may disagree with them, look. But what's important is that we should not punish them, brand them as criminals, because they're students. What we should do is we should engage them, we should debate with them. And I believe then the truth will emerge in the marketplace of ideas with free and transparent public discourse. Charging them, arresting them under the Sedition Act, Penal Code, these are not the right way to deal with criticism.
So students can't be arrested under the UCA Act, but only federal laws. Sinyu tells us more.
We must distinguish between the UUCA, the University Colleges Act, the general criminal offences under the Penal Code and the Sedition Act. Those are different. Under the UUCA, it would only result in disciplinary action against a student if the student are in breach of either the disciplinary rules or the UUCA. But if the students are in breach of the Penal Code or the Sedition Act, then it would result in criminal charges or arrests against such students. The university are not allowed to arrest students. The UUCA doesn't give them such a right. Only police are allowed to do so if the student are in breach of the law. Well, if a student is in breach of the disciplinary rules in the university, it is not a criminal offence. The student cannot be charged in court. However, under the UUCA, the Vice Chancellor has the power to take disciplinary action against the student.
The government did amend the Sedition Act, but Sinyu feels that other laws are used to stifle dissent.
Well, to the government's credit, they have amended the Sedition Act. That's one good thing, to remove criticisms against the government. It's no longer seditious to criticize the government, but they are now using other provisions of the law to deal with criticism, to deal with legitimate forms of dissent. And one example is the use of Section 124B, activities detrimental to parliamentary democracy under the Penal Code. We have seen with the 17 students in Occupy Parliament, how it flies against the face of reason on how somebody sitting in front of parliament peacefully is detrimental to parliamentary democracy. Because I think the government failed to understand that demonstration, a protest, as long as it's done peacefully, it's part and parcel of parliamentary democracy.
Then should students' education only be bounded to exams and classrooms? Should they separate studies and politics? Sinyu doesn't think so.
What is incomprehensible is that politics permeates in everything, including education. Politics is just something as part and parcel of life as math, as English, as BM, languages, you know, science. You can't just divorce politics. That's irrational, because you're going to create a generation, and I think we have created a generation of students, where they would come out into the world, graduating from universities, and not being able to assess critically for themselves what the politicians are doing, what the government is doing. Do we want to create a generation that is not politically savvy, who is not politically educated? No, of course not. Because academic freedom and scholarship cannot thrive in such a manner. Students must always have the right and freedom to inquire. They must be able to study, ask themselves and evaluate for themselves what is right and what is wrong.
That was New Sin Yu, a lawyer from Bond Advocates. Earlier, you heard from Afiqah Zulkifli, who was part of the UIA2 movement. This is Aisha Tajuddin reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.